The 2020 Iowa high school football season had its ups and downs for everyone due to COVID-19. The Webster City football team may have been an exception to that. Bob Howard's crew ran their record to 9-0 before a playoff quarterfinal loss to Boyden Hole Rock Valley ended the Lynx's Unidome dreams. With a fresh start due up in 2021, the Lynx will look to replace some huge contributors to the 2020 squad in quarterback Chase Rattenborg, running back Trey Mathis, and receivers Tyler Olson and Jack Van Deest. The quartet accounted for 2,904 of the Lynx's 3,716 yards of total offense. Younger players such as C.J. Hissler, Devin Stokes, Skyler Scott, Connor Hansen, and Jamin Sturr, while contributing to the defensive side of the ball in 2020, will likely have to pick up the pace on the offensive side with a wide-open quarterback competition to boot. Webster City, now in the newly minted Class 4A, will compete in District 1 with Denison Schleswig, Fort Dodge, Lamars, Spencer, and Storm Lake. The Lynx open the season with a non-district foe in Humboldt on Friday, August 28th at 7 p.m. The 2020 season saw the Lynx volleyball team, albeit with a 500 record, finish third in the North Central Conference behind state tournament qualifiers Clarion Goldfield Dowse and Humboldt. It was a team that, yet fairly young, held their own with the competition in the North Central Conference. Jess Howard's Lynx squad has their best chance to compete for a North Central Conference crown since the 2013 season, with a majority of their offense returning in 2021. The Lynx returned four of their top six leaders in kills from 2020, including kills leader Sierra Rattenborg, and returned their leader in assists in junior Jocelyn Gurley. Webster City does see some departures, however, as blocks leader Alexis Nichols and Faith Anderson, who finished second on the team in kills, are gone due to graduation. The Lynx open regular season play at Roland Story in a quadrangular on Monday, August 23rd. The Webster City boys cross-country team finished the 2020 season with some confidence. While they did not qualify a runner for the state meet in Fort Dodge, they finished third in the North Central Conference meet behind Humboldt and Clear Lake, and did so with a relatively young core. The Lynx lose top runners Jacob Wilson and Matt Perrin, both of whom had season-low times of below 17 minutes and 30 seconds, but do retain some key pieces in Jose Ramirez and Cole Riling, as well as a roster that was full of freshmen and sophomores a year ago. Younger runners such as Aiden Ra and Samuel Moberly will look to fill some shoes on varsity this upcoming season for Derek Turner. Turner's girls squad went through the trials and tribulations that a team full of underclassmen normally go through in 2020. But for the Lynx girls, they returned four of their top five runners from 2020, including junior Emma Peck, who had the Lynx's top time last season with a low mark of 21 minutes and 14 seconds. Other returners for the Lynx girls include seniors J.C. Crutcher and Allison Oswald, as well as junior Carly Appel. The first regular season action for the Lynx cross-country team will be at Marshalltown on Thursday, August 26th. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.